Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Hey everybody, so you know by now that I love to give massive shout outs to those of you that take a couple minutes to leave me a rating and review. And even a couple minutes might be a stretch, like 15 seconds, but the reviews are everything. So I right now want to thank Dawn Marie, who says, real talk, with a 5-star rating. She says, thank you for starting this conversation. It is needed and I have no doubt it will speak to so many. Keep inspiring. So thank you so much, Dawn Marie. I so appreciate your time. And if this podcast is speaking to you or is inspiring you, please, please, please hit pause and go leave that rating and review. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hey everybody, so in today's episode, we are going to talk common strategies to overcome binge eating. And binge eating is something I used to struggle with a lot. And at time to time, I'm totally imperfect and I have slipped back into this, but I don't make it a regular habit. And it's something I'm always actively thinking about. How can I overcome and stay away from so that I can keep living in a body I love? You know, I'm far from perfect. And I was chatting with someone recently who was like, do you still want to binge eat? Do you still think about it? And I'm like, yeah, sometimes I do because I do think about it. Here's the thing about binge eating that I just want to acknowledge. If you're not familiar with binge eating or you don't struggle with binge eating or you don't even know what binge eating is there something about eating food at times that feels indescribably wonderful? Drinking alcohol, going for a walk, having a tea, having a shower. I mean, it doesn't light up my brain in the same way. It doesn't give me the same comfort and ease and enjoyment. There's something about just eating a lot that I really like. And there's these moments where it comes over me that's like, oh, you know, it'd be a great idea. And then I'm like, yeah. And literally it's like this little inner dialogue in my brain that feels like it's not even me, but also feels like it's me. And it's like, I have to, it's this weird pull to like, just go and eat all the food. And so I really have had to be so intentional about how to overcome binge eating. I've had to really change how I think about food. And there's a lot of roadblocks that have come up along the way. And this journey has been not perfect by any means, but it is way, way, way better than I could have ever imagined, beyond my wildest dreams. And so I want to talk to you today about some of the top strategies to master binge eating and 6 tools to get you back on track. Here's the thing about binge eating. So on one side of the continuum, we have binge eating. So binge eating is eating way more than planned for a longer time than planned, eating foods you didn't mean to eat, having that sense of being unable to stop sometimes. And it can also be feeling embarrassed or maybe eating in secret, like you're just eating way more food than maybe what would be typical in a normal situation, maybe more than other people do. But it's just a way of eating that kind of has this sense of you're just unable to control yourself. It's not quite that way for everybody. Some people feel like they could stop if they wanted to, but they just don't want to. But it's this way of eating that isn't typical and most people don't do with other people, although the odd occasional person is just a habit and they do it with other people. So let's think about it. So for me, this ends up, it used to be things like I'd go to 7-Eleven and I'd buy 2 boxes of 12 cookies and I would sit down and eat all 24. That would be a binge. It could be things like rummaging through my kitchen, eating everything from granola bars to weird concoctions that I made, adding in chocolate or peanut butter or whatever fatty, carbohydrate-y, sugar thing I could get my hand on. I know for some people this is bags and bags of chips, but it's really eating in that way you didn't mean to, you didn't plan to, and in a way that makes you feel not very good. And I know for me, the cycle ended up being shame and remorse and guilt and icky and looking in the mirror and be like, great, I gained weight again. So on the one side of that spectrum is overeating, eating way, way, way too much. And then what would happen is I would think, okay, because I've eaten all this, now I will eat nothing tomorrow. And then I would go into this pattern of deprivation, not eating, and I'd be so physically hungry and emotionally feeling deprived. Like, oh my gosh, I just want a treat. And I would start to fantasize and think about the treats. And the more I deprived myself, the more I thought about the treats. So I had two extreme ends to the continuum. On the one side, I was eating way too much. And on the other side, I was depriving way too much. And so it was like I kept swinging on the sides of the pendulum from eating way too much to not eating enough to not eating enough to eating way too much. There was never this kind of balance in the middle. And I was like, oh my God, I can't do balance because if I eat any, I will eat all the things because I was so used to the deprivation. And then once I got it in me, that deprivation would lead to the swing in the other way. So I had to learn moderation. And one of the biggest ways I learned moderation was to never let myself get like starving. So I began to practice regularized eating. And so I was never in physical deprivation. So my body was never way too hungry. And I really worked into not being emotionally deprived. So working in treats. So regularized eating meant eating. And this is a completely different way of eating that maybe if you've never really struggled with binge eating or any kind of eating disorder that you're like, why would you do that? But this is such a great way to start managing binges. And it just works for me. Whenever I start struggling around food, the key thing is I get back to regularized eating. And so what that means is eating at times at regular intervals, never more than 3 to 4 hours apart. And I eat at times rather than how I'm feeling because sometimes I can't trust my emotions and I can't trust my body. So in my times of the most struggle, my body, I feel like it betrays me sometimes. So I eat at regular intervals. And so my regular intervals are when I wake up. So that's usually like 6 or 7, 9, 12, 3, 6, 9. And those are the times I eat at because then I'm never too hungry and I'm never too full and I'm never deprived and I always have something to look forward to. So I regularize my eating and that gets rid of most of my binges for the most part because then I know I eat at the time, I have something that's great at that time and I'm never too hungry because being too hungry is one of the biggest things that gets in the way. And I can even plan to have moderate treats in the areas of these regularized eating so that I'm never emotionally too deprived either. So here are some of the common roadblocks and setbacks to regularized eating. So for example, a big one is I make a mistake. So here are the top 6 strategies to overcome the binge eating and really working with that regularized eating. So if I make a mistake, so say I ate at 2 or I ate a cupcake or ate some candies I didn't mean to, these used to be huge triggers for me. And I would think, okay, now I've made a mistake. I should eat all the whatever I want and I'll start again tomorrow. That thought of our start again tomorrow or I will start again Monday is like such a floodgate. It's like all or nothing. And on that day then that I made my mistake, I turned the entire day into a mistake. Whereas in reality, one mistake isn't gonna hurt me, but it's the consistent mistakes made over time that can be so detrimental to ending the binge eating. So if you made a mistake, really working on catching those sneaky thoughts, like it's okay, just keep eating, now you've screwed up. No, you do not have to listen to that thought. Tell the thought in your head, no, it was a mistake. Now I'm gonna get right back on track and just do the best you can. The next roadblock I would come across is people saying, well, I've never done that before. Or me thinking, well, I don't know anyone who's ever done that before. My family doesn't do that. Here's the thing. No one I know struggled with binge eating in the way that I did. No one that I knew also really wanted to overcome it. So if I wanted a different way of being, if I wanted a different body, if I wanted to relate to food differently, if I wanted to feel comfortable and free and alive in my body and around food, I had to do something I had never done before so I could get results I've never had before. So if you're protesting and you're resisting because you're like, ah, I've never done that before, or I don't want to do that, or I don't know anyone that does that, look at them and think, do you have the freedom around food that I want? Do you have the body that I want? And if your answer is no, then probably don't do what they're doing. Another roadblock to that regularized eating or being on track is the fear of gaining weight. I know, I hear you. I'm always afraid of gaining weight. So if I've really screwed up being like I've eaten way too much or I've totally overindulged or I've given into temptations, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm gonna gain weight. So I need to restrict all the things because I'm afraid. But as soon as I get into that huge deprivation and that huge restriction, all of a sudden then I swing to the other side and I eat all the things again and it feels out of control. I have to let go of the fear of gaining weight. And I have to come to believe that the more consistent I am, my body's going to regulate itself. I have to trust in this awesome machine, this awesome animal that I am that actually has self-regulating abilities as long as I don't abuse it. So I have to realize consistency more often is going to be better than the extremes of overindulging and deprivation. I have to even sometimes be okay with gaining a couple pounds so that I can be consistent rather than swing from the extremes of eating all the things than eating none of the things. The next roadblock to managing binge eating is handling feeling full. And so when I feel full, on the one hand, it feels indescribably wonderful. And on the other hand, it's like terrifying because I feel like I've screwed up and I've overeaten. Even sometimes if I feel really full by eating a huge salad and like healthy foods, that feeling of fullness can trigger me into thinking, oh my God, now I've really screwed it up. Oh my God, I've eaten too much. And so I've really had to manage feeling full. So a couple strategies around this are sometimes I don't let myself get too over fullness. I'll get full where it feels like comfortable and I'm okay with it. So that means not eating too much, but enough that I feel some stretch in my stomach that feels good, but not getting overly full. I've had to readjust what fullness feels like. I used to just think fullness felt like that kind of, I just had a turkey dinner with appetizers and desserts. Like I wanted to feel that full all the time, but I realized that full all the time just led me into trouble and more temptations and eating more and then panicking because I felt too full. And I had to redefine what fullness felt like for me and really manage my portions so I didn't get into that weird state. The next thing that I had to do to regularize my eating and overcome binge eating was plan. I really had to plan my meals. I had to think about where I was going, what I was going to be eating, if I had snacks that were good for me, never letting myself get too hungry, if I was going to be out of the house at 3 o'clock, make sure I have snacks for 3 o'clock. I'm busy, I work in the evenings, and having that 6 o'clock thing is like a meal replacement bar, a meal replacement shake, something so I can just get the calories and the food in me so I'm not starving by the time work is over so that I don't eat all the things. So plan. And the last strategy to overcome binge eating and to really work on regularizing your eating is the use of distraction. Because let's be real, those cravings are going to come over you. The urge to eat is going to come. So distract yourself, do something different. You know, whether it's you're having a Diet Coke, a sparkling water, an herbal tea, scrolling on Facebook, using some Instagram, calling a friend, reading a book, going for a walk, something to get your mind off of that you're craving food, because they're going to come. I know. And so we have to have a strategy to manage when it comes. And none of the things I just listed are going to feel as great as eating. I know. You just have to ride it out. It's going to come in a wave, and that wave is going to pass. So the things I talked about in this podcast to summarize to help you overcome binge eating are regularizing your eating. So eating no more than 3 to 4 hours apart, eating at times rather than on how you're feeling. Then I had the 6 more steps. So that is managing mistakes, managing this thought, well, I've never eaten that way before, I've never done that before, and managing your fear of gaining weight, dealing with feeling full, planning, and the use of distraction. So I hope this is helpful, and I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions, so please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.